to the book of Matthew, chapter 12. Book of Matthew, chapter 12. I'd like to read verse 6, also verse 41 and verse 42. Verse 6, Jesus doing the speaking in all of these verses. But I say unto you, that in this place is one greater than the temple. Verse 41 and 42, Jesus still doing the speaking. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Matthew chapter 12 opens with Jesus and the disciples in a cornfield, plucking corn on the Sabbath day. And of course, when the Pharisees saw this, they became greatly disturbed. And Jesus spoke to them concerning their disturbance of mind, and in addressing them, he said what is recorded there in verse 6. Following that, Jesus departed, went into their synagogue. We see that in verse 9. And it was there that he healed a man with a withered hand, recorded in verses 10 through verse 13. And again, the Pharisees were greatly disturbed. And we read in verse 14, then the Pharisees went out, that is, out of the synagogue, held a council against him, how they might destroy him. Jesus again departed. We read in verse 15, the great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. We read of Jesus healing a demon-possessed man in verse 22. And as a result, in verse 23, we read that the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? The Pharisees again were greatly disturbed and began to blaspheme in verse 24. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. Jesus then very strongly rebukes and condemns the blasphemy in verses 25 through verse 37. In verse 38, we see that certain of the scribes and the Pharisees manifested their unbelief in asking for a sign, or they wanted further proof that Jesus was who he said he was. In other words, they had willfully shut their eyes to the many wonderful works which Jesus had already done, and they are demanding more proof. Jesus again rebukes them for seeking a sign, for seeking further proof, and addressing them, he said, behold, a greater than Jonas is here in verse 41, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. So we have three statements made by Jesus Christ. And these three statements ought to serve as a reminder to you and I. They ought to encourage us. They ought to strengthen us. They ought to assure us. They ought to embolden you and I. These three statements, we ought to find some invigorating in them. And really, they ought to be a persuading and influential force in our lives. But these three statements made by Jesus also serve as a warning. And Jesus, as he spoke them, But these three statements, verse 6, greater than the temple is here. Verse 41, a greater than Jonas is here. Verse 42, a greater than Solomon is here. Those three statements are always true, are always applicable, no matter where you are, no matter what circumstances you find yourselves in, no matter what your condition, these statements are always true. So it is from these statements, from Jesus concerning himself, we want to take the thought of the message. I want to speak this morning on here, right now. Here, right now. We want to consider 5 points that Jesus made in these statements. The first thing we notice is that prior or each statement, Jesus draws attention to himself. Notice in verse 6, "But I say unto you," when he spoke those words, "but I say unto you," he was demanding their attention. He was calling their attention to himself. Now in verse 41, we have the word "behold." Verse 42, we have the word "behold." Again, a call to attention. Jesus is not merely calling their attention to what he's going to say. He is calling their attention to himself. He is drawing their attention to himself. He is drawing their attention to his person. He is calling them to ponder. He is calling them to observe him, to pay attention to who he is. He's calling them to give very serious thought, very serious consideration upon who and what he was. The writer of Hebrews calls upon us to consider, to contemplate the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. In Hebrews 12, verse 2, he again calls our attention. He says, "Looking unto Jesus." This is one of our greatest failures. A failure to behold. A failure to consider. A failure to give serious thought to who Jesus Christ is. So the first thing Jesus does is he draws attention to himself. Jesus is always doing this. He's always drawing attention to himself. He's always drawing our attention to himself. And we need to pay attention to the person of Jesus Christ. But notice secondly, in each statement, Jesus uses the word greater. Matthew 12, verse 6, that in this place is one greater than the temple. Matthew 12, verse 41, behold, a greater than Jonas is here. And in verse 42, behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Now the word greater means that which excels. That is, Jesus says, is drawing their attention to himself, and he is saying, I excel. I go beyond the temple. I excel and I go beyond Jonah. I excel and I go beyond Solomon. I am greater. That is, I am beyond these things. I am beyond the temple. I am beyond Jonah. I am beyond Solomon. I am larger than the temple. I am larger than Jonah. I am larger than Solomon. I'm more immense than these things. I'm more remarkable. He's saying, pay attention. I am more remarkable. I am more magnificent than this temple. I am more remarkable and I am more magnificent than Jonah. I am more splendid. I am of greater magnitude than the temple, than Jonah, or than Solomon. I am greater. Jesus draws their attention to his greatness, to his eminence, to his significance, to his prominence. And many, many times in our lives, we lose sight of the greatness of Jesus Christ. We lose sight of his eminence. We lose sight of the significance of Jesus Christ. And Jesus here simply draws attention to himself. And he says, I am greater. I am greater. Also, in each statement, Jesus draws a comparison. The word greater, of course, immediately implies a comparison. But he draws a comparison. In each statement, he uses the word than. In verse 6, that in this place is one greater than the temple. Verse 41, he says, behold, a greater than Jonah is here. Verse 42, he says, behold, a greater than Solomon is here. So in each statement, Jesus draws a comparison. Jesus is greater than the temple. Jesus is greater than Jonah. Jesus is greater than Solomon. That is, he's more immense than these things. Jesus is bigger than these things. He's far, far superior to these things. He's of longer duration than these things. The temple is gone. Jonah is gone. Solomon is gone. But Jesus is greater. That is, he endures long past these things. Jesus is more significant than these things. Jesus is more prominent than these things. And no one here has a problem believing that Jesus is greater than the temple. Everyone here, I'm sure no one has a problem with that. That Jesus is greater than the temple. No one has a problem believing that Jesus is greater than Jonah. No one has a problem believing that Jesus is greater than Solomon. But the question is, do you believe that he's greater than whatever you put after that word than? That's the question. Whatever comes after that word than, in your life, is Jesus greater? If you're here today and unsaved, I can assure you today that Jesus Christ is greater than your sin. That Jesus Christ is greater than your need. That Jesus Christ is greater than the filth and the vileness and the wretchedness and the wickedness of your sin. Jesus Christ is greater. He is greater than the guilt of your sin. Before the Lord saves your soul, He's going to make you feel the guilt of your sin. But I assure you today that Jesus Christ is greater than the guilt of your sin. He's greater than the condemnation that you deserve because of your sin. He's greater than your enmity. He's greater than the darkness that you are currently in. He's greater than the pollution of your sin. The Bible says that if you're lost, you're far off from God. But I assure you today that Jesus Christ is greater than your alienation. The Bible declares you're unacceptable. In and of yourself, you are unacceptable before God. But Jesus is greater. Jesus is greater than your unacceptableness. He's greater. And if you're here and saved, Jesus Christ is greater than any problem. Whatever it is you can put after that word than, Jesus Christ is greater. Jesus Christ is greater than any trial. He's greater than any difficulty. He's greater than any need. Again, none of us have any problem believing that Jesus is greater than the temple, that He's greater than Jonah, that He's greater than Solomon. But do you believe today that Jesus Christ is greater than your problems? Do you believe that He's greater than your trials? Do you believe that He's greater than your difficulties? Do you believe that He's greater than your needs? Jesus is greater than. And whatever it is that you put on the other side of them doesn't really matter, because He's greater. He's greater than any so-called impossibility. He's greater than any infirmity that you and I might experience. He's greater than any condition that you might experience, or any condition that your loved ones might face. He's greater. He's greater than any river you might ever have to cross. He's greater than any wall that might stand in your way. He's greater than any giant that might be taunting you right now, that might be challenging you right now. He's greater. He's greater than any challenge that you and I might face right now, or that you and I might ever face. He's greater than any wilderness that you might have to go through. Whatever it is that you put on the other side of them. And we all have something. We all have many things that we can put on the other side of them. But Jesus is greater. Jesus is greater than. Do you believe that? Again, I know you believe that Jesus is greater than the temple. I know you believe that Jesus is greater than Jonah. I know you believe that Jesus is greater than Solomon. But that really won't help you a whole lot unless you believe that Jesus is greater than whatever's in your life. That's what you have to believe. That's what we have to apply in our lives. All through the Gospels, we see people that personally experienced that Jesus is greater than. You think of those at the wedding of Cana, when Jesus turned the water into wine. That day, they discovered that Jesus was greater than the emptiness that they were feeling. And that's still true today. Jesus is greater than any emptiness you might feel. I think of the lame man, the pool of Bethesda, been lame for 38 years. One day he experienced that Jesus was greater than his crippling disease. I think of the woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. And one day she personally experienced that Jesus was greater than her infirmity. The woman with the blood disease for 12 years, who had spent all that she had upon physicians and just continually got worse and worse. She experienced that Jesus was greater than her infirmity. You think of the man here in Matthew 12 with the withered hand. He found Jesus to be greater. You think of blind Bartimaeus. And blind Bartimaeus found that Jesus is greater than poverty. Jesus is greater than blindness. Jesus is greater than need. You think of the demon-possessed man of Gadara. Did he not find out that Jesus was greater than the binding power of Satan? And you might be here today and you might be under the dominion of Satan. You might be under the dominion of sin. But I assure you today that Jesus Christ is greater. He's greater than the binding power of sin. He's greater than the binding power of lust. He's greater than the binding power of demonic activity. Jesus Christ is greater. And all through the Bible we see these individuals that discovered this. Think of Jairus. I think the widow woman of Nain and Mary and Martha. Did they not all find Jesus Christ to be greater than death? He's greater than death. When it comes time for you and I to die, Jesus Christ is greater than death. When you watch your loved ones die, Jesus Christ is greater than. He's greater than death. No matter what you put on the other side of than, he's greater. All through the Bible, individuals discovered this. You and I have discovered it in many, many ways. Again, it comes down to, do you find these statements, greater than, to be relevant to your life? Do you find these statements that Jesus made to be relevant to your circumstances? Jesus Christ is greater than, whatever that might be. Also, in each of these statements, Jesus spoke in the present tense. In verse 6, it reads, "In this place is one greater than the temple." Verse 41, "A greater than Jonas is here." Verse 42, "A greater than Solomon is." So in each statement, a greater than. Put whatever you want on the other side of than, but a greater than is. It's always so. A greater than is. Whatever Christ was, he is. Whatever he is, he will always be. So a greater than is. So no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the time, no matter what the season in our lives, a greater than is. That is, this is always so. It doesn't matter. Whatever the magnitude of your problems, whatever the magnitude of your trials, Whatever the magnitude of your difficulties, your impossibilities, your needs, whatever the magnitude of your infirmities, no matter how big they are, and no matter how big the giant is, and no matter how massive the wall is, and no matter how wide the river is, and no matter how numerous the enemy is, and no matter how long the road, or no matter how steep the mountain, or steep the hill, a greater than is. We need to get our attention upon Jesus Christ, a greater than is, a greater than whatever you put on the other side of than is here. Which brings us to the fact that in each statement, Jesus made reference to a place. In verse 6, of Matthew chapter 12, that in this place where Jesus was standing right then, in this place, now our place changes all the time. But wherever our place is, in this place, is one greater than. Greater than your place, greater than whatever you are experiencing in that place. In verse 41, a greater than Jonah is here. And in verse 42, a greater than Solomon is here. So whatever your place, wherever here is, and again it changes all the time. Whatever your place, I mean right now physically, this building is your place. Physically, this building is your here. But that may not be so mentally. That may not be so emotionally. We go to a lot of different places. Not just physically, but in our minds. And we find ourselves in many, many different places. But wherever our place is, hear Jesus say, in this place, is one greater than. Wherever your place is, wherever your here is, a greater than is here. A greater than Jonah is here. A greater than Solomon is here. But a greater than, whatever you want to put on the other side of than, is here, wherever your here is. So wherever your place, wherever your place is, wherever your here is, Jesus is greater. Do you believe that? Do you live that? Do you practice that? What Jesus is saying is, you can put me side by side with anybody, with anything, at any time, and at any place, and I'm greater. Do you believe that? Again, do we practice that? Wherever here is, and whatever is going on in our here, Christ is. Christ is. Wherever here is, Christ is. Wherever your place is, Christ is. Again, our place can change in a moment. Our here can change in a moment. Our place and our here can change without any warning whatsoever. But right now, wherever here is, wherever your place is, Jesus calls attention to himself. And he says, a greater than is. Right now, you're here, your place. Again, I realize physically this is your place, this is your here. But right now, your place, your here might be heartache. It might be anguish. You can be sitting here physically, but your place is a place of heartache. Your place is a place of anguish and distress. And if that be your place, can you hear him saying, behold in this place a greater than is. Behold, a greater than is here. Right now, your place, your here, might be trials. Might be tribulations. Your place, your here, might be just enormous pressures. Might be temptations that are ever so strong. It might just simply be stress. But can you hear him saying, in this place, wherever your place is, in this place is one greater than. And you can fill in the blank. In this place is one greater than. And behold, a greater than is here. Your place, your here, might be battles, might be a constant battle, might be a place of constant struggle. Your place, your here, might be a place of chaos. It might be a place of turmoil. But can you hear him saying to you right now, in this place, wherever that place is, in this place is one greater than. Behold, a greater than is here. Your place, you're here for many. Is financial problems. That's their place. That's their here. I mean, they may physically, you are in this building, but your place is a place of financial problems, a place of financial difficulties. That your here is a place of financial problems. Your place, your here, is a place of health problems. Your place, your here, is a place of family problems. Your place could be a place of career problems, and on we could go. But can you hear him say, behold, a greater than is here. Can you hear him say, in this place, wherever your place is, a greater than is here. Your place, your here, might be impossibilities. You might be faced with what you see as just impossible. Can you hear Jesus say, behold, in this place of impossibility, a greater than is here. Wherever your place is, wherever your here is, Jesus is, and Jesus is greater. You put Jesus Christ side by side with anybody, anything, anytime, and in any place, and he's great. Again, I know we believe that Jesus is greater than the temple, greater than Jonah, greater than Solomon. But do you believe that he's greater than wherever it is you are? Do you believe that he's greater than whatever your need might be? Your place, your here might be a wilderness. Your place, your here might be the furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It might be a place of darkness. Your here might be a place of loneliness. But really what matters is that wherever that place is, wherever that here is, he is. He is. And he is who he is. And he's greater. He's greater than whatever it is that you find yourself facing today. So do you believe? Do you see? Can you feel the reality of the fact that no matter what, that no matter who, that no matter when or where, Jesus is? Don't live as if Jesus Christ is in the past tense. Jesus is. He is right now. Don't consider Jesus Christ as a historical figure. He is. And he is greater. He is greater. And whatever you want to put on the other side of than, he is greater. Do you believe that today? That will make all the difference in our lives. Perhaps more importantly, perhaps we all believe that, but do we practice that we believe? A greater than, yes. Wherever God's providence takes us, he will be there. He'll not only be there, but he'll be who he is. And he's greater than all. Jesus then makes application. He says, I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. Think about the temple. What Jesus was saying here, the temple was God's plan. It was God's plan. But Jesus says, a greater than the temple is here. The temple was a place where the truth was to be manifested. But Jesus said, a greater than the temple is here. In other words, Jesus Christ is a greater manifestation of the truth. The temple was a manifestation of grace. Everywhere you went in the temple, there was that which typified the grace of God. But Jesus says, a greater than the temple is here. That is, Jesus Christ is even a greater manifestation of the grace of God. You know, when the Jews thought of the temple, they did so with great joy. They did so with great thanksgiving. And they did so with praise. But Jesus is greater. So when we think of Jesus, all the joy that ought to fill our hearts, all the thanksgiving and the praise that ought to fill our hearts when we think of Jesus Christ. The Jews, when they frequented the temple, they did so with humility. The Jew entered the temple with great humility. And they entered the temple with great reverence. And they did so in wonder and in awe. And they did so with great desire. But Jesus says, a greater than the temple is here. And when we come into the presence of Jesus Christ, we ought to do so with great wonder. We ought to do so with great awe. We ought to do so with great humility and reverence. In verse 41, after Jesus spoke of the fact that Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah, after he made that statement, he says, "Behold, a greater than Jonas is here." What's he telling them? He's telling them to repent. All of Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah. And Jesus said, "Behold, a greater than Jonah is here." And our response to the teachings of Christ ought to exceed the response of Nineveh at the preaching of Jonah. If all of Nineveh repented at the teaching of Jonah, how much more we ought to repent the teaching of Jesus Christ. A greater than Jonas is here. Verse 42. After Jesus spoke upon the fact that the Queen of Sheba came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, it was then he declared, "Greater than Solomon is here." In 1 Kings chapter 10, we read that she came to Solomon. She was humbled. She confessed. She gave to him everything. And Jesus reminds us, but a greater than Solomon is here. And if she came to Solomon, how much more you and I ought to come to Jesus Christ. If she confessed to Solomon, how much more you and I ought to confess to Jesus Christ. And if she gave what she had to Solomon, how much more you and I ought to give all to Jesus Christ. As you read 1 Kings chapter 10, which is the account of her coming to Solomon, you read that as she was in the presence of Solomon, she was overwhelmed, she was amazed. And Jesus says, "Behold, greater than Solomon is here." Every single day and in every single place, a greater than is. Whatever transpires the rest of this day, a a greater than is. If the Lord gives us another day, we will awake in the morning and a greater than is. Whatever it is that you have to face that day, a greater than is. Whatever place you might find yourself in that day, it might be a good place. It might be a very, very bad place. But a greater than is. That truth ought to have an influential force in our lives. A greater than is here. That truth ought to have a drawing effect upon us. It ought to draw our hearts to Christ. Again, there are a lot of places I don't want to ever find myself in. There are a lot of things that we wish not to have to experience. But we need to get a hold of a greater than is. Wherever our place might be, wherever our here is, wherever our place might be in the future, wherever our here might be in the future, and will not change this fact, Jesus Christ is. And He is greater than whatever it is that you experience. Three times Jesus made the statement, "A greater than." And we need to learn that lesson. We need to learn that lesson well. A greater than is. Jesus is. Jesus is here. And Jesus is greater than whatever it is you need today. Whatever it is, Jesus Christ far, far exceeds whatever it is that you stand in need of today. So my advice to you is, come to Him. Come to Him. Draw near. Draw near to Christ. And that is always good advice. Wherever our place is, whether it's a place we want to be in or whether it's a place we'd rather not be in, wherever our place is, draw near to Jesus Christ. Because He's greater than whatever it is you're experiencing, whatever it is you will experience. Again, if you're here and lost today, I assure you that Jesus Christ is greater than all your need. And He has what you need at this very moment. Brother Larry, if you'd come and